Can you imagine a life without passion? But pursuing a passion alone does not guarantee you happiness either. Please allow me to start the story. Once upon a time, a princess laid a condition for her marriage. She wanted to marry only a sage. So, she approached every single sage she could find, but her proposals were always turned down. A greedy young man wanting to marry her disguised himself as a sage. For years, he would waylay to get her attention, but he was always overlooked. One fine day, the princess approached him. Guess what? Even this imposter declined to marry the princess. The story conveys many messages, but one important thing I would like to highlight is the passion or the drive to achieve mostly lasts only until you reach the goal. The moment you reach the target, you fast lose your passion, especially when you remove reward or money from the equation. As a novice, you start with big dreams. You tackle your imperfections and infirmities through practices. You hone your skill and develop expertise. The closer you get to perfection, you either get bored by the repetition of the task or you're even ever more attracted by the rewards of the goal than the task itself. Hence, the pursuit of passion sooner or later turns to be not so much fun. Here, I would like to quote what the legendary tennis star Andre Agassi told his future wife Steffi Graf when he first met her. He told that he hated tennis. And she replied that every tennis player hated tennis. So the pursuit of passion turns painful after the initial freshness is lost. We are not ants to stick with the same set of activities for a long time. Barring few exceptions, most of our passions are almost age-bound. They change throughout our lifetime. Based on our development stages, we tend to like sugar, toys, games, girls or boys, money, power, and legacy. On top of it, we're almost simultaneously bombarded by multiple passions that we are born with. All these passions compete for our time and energy. Hence, life is always a trade-off where we sacrifice many of our passions for the sake of our prioritized ones. So what is the most rewarding or enduring passion that could help us hook to our lives? Only by investing our time in tasks that have inherent growth, that also brings changes and freshness, that preserve our passion for a long time. For example, raising kids, building relationships, nurturing projects or companies that are bound to grow, always bring us the constant changes to keep us fresh for a long time. Remember, it is the process or journey that guarantees the enduring fun. Winning a big money or getting a huge pay hike brings us enormous pleasure, but that pleasure lasts only for a few months or days. But rather, only the notion of inching towards the bigger goal is more pleasurable. Therefore, do not pray to win big lotteries. Instead, find passions, however small or big, that have inherent growth potential. Thank you.